Welcome to Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine. I'm your host, Jill Jardine, Masters in Counseling Psychology, longtime astrologer, psychic healer, and yogi. In this episode, I'm going to share the astrological update for October 2021. Stay tuned to the end of the episode when I give my sun sign forecast for each zodiac sign. October is going to be a wild month with four planets going direct after being retrograde. Perhaps the busiest month astrologically in 2021. So stay tuned. Welcome to the episode on the astrology of October 2021. Stay tuned to the end of the episode when I give my sun sign predictions for each zodiac sign. October is going to be a very intense month astrologically with four planets going direct after being retrograde, including Pluto, Saturn, Jupiter, and Mercury. Big picture items, big action. I will share the key dates and astrological activities during the month of October and then go back and give more details. October augurs apprehension and unease as if the other shoe is about to drop, and Plutonian tensions are ready to pop. Trying to keep things stabilized at the Libra new moon on October 6th will be challenging as Pluto goes direct on the same day after months of retrograding. The Libra pendulum swings erratically back and forth, seeking peace between polarities. Four retrograde planets turn direct this month, amping up the intensity. When Mercury and Jupiter go direct on the same day, October 18th, leading into the Aries full moon, secrets are spilled and much will be revealed. The witch's brew is being stirred with collective unrest as we prepare for October's spooky scenarios. Here are the key dates in October 2021. October 6th is a Libra new moon. On the same day, October 6th, Pluto turns direct in the sign Capricorn. On October 7th, Venus transits into Sagittarius until November 5th. October 10th, Saturn goes direct in Aquarius. October 18th, Jupiter and Mercury go direct, ending retrograde cycles. The month of October is beginning with Mercury retrograde since September 27th, and then it will go direct on the 18th of October, the same day that Jupiter goes direct in the sign Aquarius. On October 20th, there's a full moon with the sun in Libra and the moon in Aries, and then October 30th, Mars transits into spooky Scorpio until December 13th. Hold on to your hats. We have so much happening this month that there will be accelerations, downloads, collective unrest as Saturn goes direct on the 10th in Aquarius, waking up the sleeping giant of the collective. And also Jupiter goes direct in the sign Aquarius. Both of these will stir up the pot of collective disputes, disagreements, and bring some rebellious activities. New moon in Libra occurs on October 6th, the same day Pluto goes direct. Something is brewing beneath the calm exterior of sun and moon in loving Libra. The usual Libra pleasantness and placidity is disturbed at this new moon. Courtesy of Mars at that same degree in Libra, pacing like a caged animal ready to break out and do something impulsive to disrupt the Libran balance. Watch for Mars inciting flames of anger and discord. Throw in a Plutonian power play and it's a perfect storm of contention. Also contributing to this imbalance is Mercury retrograde in Libra. Who wants to go back and revisit decisions that have been made and perhaps unravel plans or dictates? Mercury adds to the my side versus your side nature of a situation. But as in all new moons, it's a good time to start again and aim for that fresh start. Libra is the sign that rules relationships. So perhaps focus on healing your connections, whether with friends, lovers, partners, or acquaintances. Libra seeks peace and balance, so the focus may be on keeping the peace and keeping the good part of a relationship or situation. The releasing of relationships will really heat up when Mars goes into Scorpio at the end of the month on October 30th, amping up the intensity in many areas of life. This new moon occurs at 13 degrees Libra, with the Sun and Moon and Mars also conjoined at that degree. According to the Sabian symbol system of archetypal descriptions of the 360 degrees of the zodiac, 13 degrees of Libra is children blowing soap bubbles. The keynote is the cultural fantasies through which young minds dream of perfect fulfillment. I interpret this as referring to young souls of adult age. In other words, those who are adults but have not acquired enough soul wisdom or understanding of karmic issues. So they occupy themselves in a fantasy solution that is not grounded in truth when facing a cultural situation or predicament. Souls who have incarnated over and over on the planet are older souls who have wisdom and know the repercussions of karma, especially when the innocents or children are involved. Children should be allowed to blow their soap bubbles and not to be forced to make life-altering decisions until their soul fruitions more into physical form at their lunar nodal return between 18 to 19 years old. Pluto going direct on October 6th is followed by Saturn transiting forward on October 10th, awakening the collective sleeping giant to their responsibility to challenge the Machiavellian machinations and mandates of the power elite, which have occurred while Pluto and Saturn were retrograde. Pluto transiting direct intensely spins the karmic and cosmic wheels forward. Release even more, transform and transmute, make way for the new. Saturn in Aquarius is itching for revolution and changes in societal structures. Saturn moving forward in Aquarius is the rebel, demanding freedom from control agendas and wants the liberation from limitations. Karmic taskmaster Saturn is ready to teach some more lessons in releasing the outworn and dismantling and dissolving of old paradigms. On October 7th, Venus slinks out of Scorpio's sequester into social Sagittarius, lightening up the intensity in relationships. Venus in Sag wants to be seen, socialize, and seek soulmates and have some fun looking for the big picture in our lives. October 18th is an astrologically action-packed day as both Jupiter and Mercury go direct. All systems go. Jupiter has been retrograde since June 20th, 2021, and Mercury went retrograde on September 27th. What has been done can now be undone, especially around laws and mandates that are political in nature as Jupiter rules governments. Jupiter and Mercury going direct will move some powerful energies and redirect outcomes. Jupiter lets loose in Aquarius, making up for lost time, creating plans for expansion and new ideas. Jupiter direct in Aquarius wants to eliminate restrictions, especially in travel and the economy. Mercury and Jupiter going direct open the floodgates of information, expansion, and prosperity. I see this date, October 18th, when Mercury and Jupiter go direct, as extremely auspicious for financial concerns, and especially for cryptocurrency and Bitcoin bull markets to take off. Profits and gains continue to peak. Enjoy this outpouring of prosperity before the lunar eclipse of November 19th creates fallout that may negatively influence all financial markets in the coming months and early in 2022. Full moon with the sun in Libra and moon in Aries occurs on October 20th. The harvest moon lights up and ignites the end of October. As we sow, so shall we reap. Now, Jupiter, Mercury, Saturn, and Pluto are all transiting direct at this full moon. Aries full moon with the sun in Libra triggers the Aries-Libra polarity of self versus other. Mars is swirling in this mix, conjuncting the sun in Libra and squaring Pluto in Capricorn. Watch out, this is an explosive combination. Tempers will run high, and there may even be some chaotic event that is triggered around this full moon. Moon in Aries is impulsive and less restrained, while Mercury going direct now in Libra is trying to be the peacekeeper and keep conversations cordial. Make sure your own communication is clear, concise, and diplomatic so as not to stir up martial and Plutonian tendencies with others. Media messaging during this cycle will be duplicitous at best, if not downright deceiving, and leaning to a particular agenda, which will trigger more outrage and anger. This full moon occurs at 27 degrees Aries. The Sabian symbol for 27 degrees Aries is, through imagination, a lost opportunity is regained. The keynote is revision of attitude and inner reevaluation. At this stage, it may be difficult to distinguish success from failure. This Sabian symbol makes me think of John Lennon's song, Imagine. Specifically at this time, as many are trying to liberate from the controlling third-dimensional matrix being perpetuated by fear and control, they are trying to activate fifth-dimensional awareness so they can be liberated from fear agendas and live in unity consciousness. As John Lennon sang, you may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will live as one. Think about that at the Aries full moon on October 20th. We'll get there. We'll get to the unity consciousness. We're just behind schedule. At the end of the month, Mars transits into Scorpio on October 30th, setting the spooky stage for Halloween. Mars slides through Scorpio from October 10th through December 13th. Mars is one of the traditional rulers of Scorpio and is the Vedic planetary ruler of that sign. Pluto is the modern ruler of Scorpio in Western astrology. Any way you slice it, Mars in Scorpio equals intensity. It will amp up the energy in relationships, either with increased affections and sexual connections, or it can create discord in existing couples with more arguments and fights and disagreements. Mars in Scorpio could also prove to be a volatile time in society in general as people become more aggressive and angry. This signals a good cycle for money markets as Mars in Scorpio, coupling with the sun in late October and early November, will stimulate financial growth and profits, specifically in cryptocurrency and Bitcoin. in November, there's a high point with four planets in Scorpio during the Scorpio new moon on November 4th, and Mercury joining the gang in Scorpio on November 5th. So get your financial house in order before Mars transits into the money honey sign of Scorpio, when you can reap some profit. When I come back, I'm going to share the sun sign forecast for each zodiac sign for October 2021. And here's the part of the episode we've all been waiting for. The sun sign forecast for October 2021. Let's start with the birthday kids. Happy birthday, Libra. Libra, it's your party and you can enjoy the good times. Gosh darn it. Don't let others' agendas interfere with your fun and games. Mars in Libra is trying to stir things up with arguments among friends and relatives over different viewpoints. Be the peacekeeper that you are and get everyone to chill the F out. Mercury retrogrades in your sign, bringing a blast from the past and unresolved circumstances. Your lucky days are October 5th and October 6th. Scorpio, Venus transiting your sign in early October lights up your passions. Then Venus goes into Sagittarius, activating your money house. It's a win-win. Your earlier hard work is paying off and lets you relax more around finances. Mars goes into your sign in time for Halloween, so watch your temper and try not to offend others too much with your outbursts or impulsivity. Nobody spooks people more than an aggressive Scorpio at Halloween. Your lucky days, Scorpio, are October 7th and October 8th. Sagittarius, Venus transits into your sign on October 7th, showering you with luck and love. Take advantage of this fortunate cycle. Mars in your 12th house at month's end, so some karma may come home to roost. Unresolved feelings may show up in your own emotional body or will be mirrored back to you through others. Your lucky days, Sagittarius, are October 9th, 10th, and 11th. Capricorn, Pluto goes direct in your sign on October 6th at the new moon in Libra. Floodgates are open and blockages are released. You might find yourself getting very busy in your professional life. However, with other people, watch your tongue. Libra planets help refrain you from saying something you might regret. Take on your newfound power in a diplomatic way. Your lucky days, Capricorn, are October 12th and 13th. Aquarius. Aquarius has been pushing through boatloads of karma with Pluto retrograding through your 12th house. And so when Pluto goes direct on October 6th at the Libra new moon, things lighten and lift up. Saturn and Jupiter going direct this month in your sign gives you a big boon, and the floodgates to your good are wide open. Jupiter and Mercury direct in air signs on October 18th makes for busy communications and travel. Many opportunities come your way. Choose the right ones that will let you work smart and not so hard. Your lucky days, Aquarius, are October 14th and 15th. Pisces. After the Pisces full moon in September, you feel like you have been through the emotional blender at October's onset. Then Pluto goes direct and gives you a boost. Saturn and Jupiter go direct in your house of karma, easing burdens and lifting the fog. You can get clear visions of your happier future. Your lucky days, Pisces, are October 16th and October 17th. Aries, no rest for the weary. Aries' life speeds up in October with Saturn and Jupiter going direct in Aquarius, throwing a nice 60-degree aspect to your sun. Group activities beckon for your participation. but be discriminating where you put your time and energy. Libra planets opposing your sun complicate your one-on-one relationships, and you may be a target of blame or others' outbursts. Mercury retrogrades in Libra opposing your natal sun. Blasts from the past show up, looking for love in all the wrong places. Your lucky days, Aries, are October 18th, October 19th, and October 20th. Taurus. Mercury retrograding in early October could disrupt the best laid plans of mice and men in Taurus. Flexibility is required to navigate the ever-changing tides of change. Clarity in communications is necessary. Libra planets require you find your balance and watch for extremes. It's time to replenish your energy and take time to breathe. Saturn and Jupiter going direct in Aquarius, squaring your sun, provide insights into your future. Your lucky days are October 21st and October 22nd. Gemini, an abundance of planets and fellow air signs retrograding and then going direct has Gemini's head spinning. Make sure you are focused and apply all this newfound energy in the right direction. So many distractions could take you off task. Mercury retrograde in Libra has you reevaluating relationships. Ground yourself and be present, or you will feel like you are in a constant whirlwind during October. Your lucky days, Gemini, are October 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Cancer. You can be productive during October despite Mercury retrograde. Revisit and complete plans and projects, and perhaps approach them again from a beginner's mind. You may feel like retreating and incubating creative ideas that are developing and sparking. However, too many planets and social air signs demand you come out and participate in activities. Make sure you clearly communicate and set boundaries with others. Cancer, your lucky days are October 26th and 27th. Leo. Leo is in a whirlwind of activity and your patience is tested. Mercury retrograde and Saturn and Jupiter going direct in Aquarius could cause aggravation, delays, and disruption of plans. Others make demands on you that might not fit into your agenda. Tensions run high with Mars conjunct Sun in Libra, requiring more flexibility and diplomacy. Mercury retrograde has you redoing, revising, and reworking things you thought were complete. Luckily, you have a lot of lucky days, Leo, in the month of October. October 1st, October 2nd, October 28th, 29th, and 30th. Virgo. When the world out there seems crazy, it's time to go within and seek inner peace. Planets going direct kick up a whirlwind of frenetic activity and pushes you to get caught up in the accelerated pace. You have a choice to slow things down by getting out of your head. Drop into your body, take a walk in nature, and find ways to relax amidst the chaos. Your lucky days, Virgo, are October 3rd, 4th, and happy Halloween. It's your lucky day, October 31st. Hope you enjoyed this episode of the Astrology of October 2021. Get ready for the wild accelerations during the month of October. Keep yourself grounded and centered. Remember to download this episode, like it, and share it with all your friends and all the episodes of Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine. This is Cosmic Scene signing out, sending you healing cosmic vibrations through the quantum field.